the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Doug Miller Sports Dome, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Welcome to our first show of 2011 as we start our record 18th season on the air. It just seems like yesterday. Tonight, we're going to speak with executives from three of our soccer teams in Rochester, look ahead to the year in soccer in our city, as we can certainly call it Soccer Town USA, with two women's teams and two men's teams. And, of course, behind it all is our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to everyone, to all our listeners. 18 years, long, long time. It just seemed like yesterday that Charlie Shano started this show, and then you and I took it over. And now here we are, 18 years and going strong. And, of course, it won't be possible without thanking our sponsors and the people that listen to us and the interest that we have in soccer, of course.
Certainly. And if you had said in 1994 we would be talking about two men's teams, two women's teams in Rochester, not only that, one named the Flash, one named the Lancers, it was unbelievable.
It just seemed like yesterday I was going to my memorabilia downstairs, and I got this jacket, the one with the Lancers that I tried to fit in and I can't fit in, and one with the Flash that I tried to fit in and I can't fit in. But the memories are tremendous. I mean, I love soccer. I love the game. I love what we're doing, and I'm so very proud that we're going to be seeing talented women playing in Rochester with the new woman team, the Flash. So I'm so honored, and I'm so proud that we're going to be able to share and view and see a women's soccer at a high level in Rochester.
I mentioned to everybody that on tonight's show we will have Rhinos coach Bob Lilly joining us, and also the owner of the indoor Rochester Lancers, soccer Sam Fantuzzo, will join us. We hope to have Doug Miller on for the Rochester Ravens, our other women's team, but fortunately he's tied up. We'll try to get him on next week. And also, don't forget, if you like to be a sponsor of our show for 2011, it's going to be a big year for Rochester soccer. Either call Joe Sirianni, the master of the show here,
414-5122, or just email me, Joe Sirianni at soccerskickinthegrass.
Joe at soccerskickinthegrass.com, or myself, Andrew, at soccerskickinthegrass.com. You also could call WISL at 346-3000 and ask for our crack engineer, Bob D'Angelo. He can help you out as well. But right now, we're very happy to be joined by a person who has unique title, actually a pair of titles, and unique situation of all of professional sports in the U.S. She's the only professional athlete in the U.S. to be both the president of her club and also play on the field as well. And she was a former member of the Rochester Rhinos women and now is one of the players and the president of the new Western New York Flash of the WPS. Happy to be joined by Alex Salen, and Alex's appearance is brought to you by Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Go to his website at scoloinsuranceagencies.com, and Scolo is spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Alex, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good evening, Alex. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me on. It's definitely an honor of show of the season. That's awesome.
It's very nice. It's very nice to have you on, and we are so thrilled that you bring soccer at a high level to Rochester.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to playing in Rochester. You know, it's a great stadium, and like they say, you know, Soccer Town USA. So we hope to see a lot of you guys out there supporting us.
Now, Alex, obviously the Buffalo Flash, as they were named last year, were undefeated. They were the W League champions. When did the decision get made to make the jump to the top level of women's soccer, the WPS?
Well, I think it was always kind of in the back of our minds. You know, we're all really competitive people here at the facility, and just my family in general, particularly my dad and myself, are just really competitive. And, you know, we had a good first year in 2009. We were pretty competitive, made the second round of the playoffs. And then, you know, we wanted to win this year, and we did that. And pretty much, you know, I was out partying with the team, but after we won. But apparently, my dad said to Aaron, the head coach, you know, what's next? You know, because what fun is it playing in something that you've already won, you know, just in, from his standpoint. So we pretty much got back, and we were straight into it, looking in and talking with the expansion group at the WPS. So it was pretty much in August. The final was played July 31st, and we started the process in August. And we made a few trips down to Sky Blue and Washington, and just took in a few games, met with a lot of the owners and just the people that were a part of it, just to get their take on things. And we were pretty much at it at the end of September. So it was a six-week process, basically.
That's fast. That's a very fast turnaround. And if you think about it, you know, Joe, it's like traditional soccer. You know, the champions of the, I guess you'd call it the second division of women's soccer, are promoted to the top level.
And you know, that brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, in Europe they do it that way, yeah.
Yeah, that brings, in my mind, brings a lot of memories, because in the old days when the Lens had just come to being, you know, that the league, the North American Soccer League, was in trouble. And I think that you guys have done the same thing that the Lens did in their time. You have saved the league, you know, from, you know, because they lost couple teams this year. Last year, I mean, we're in 2011 now. So I think that you know, you going into their league, it really brought some stability into it. Otherwise, they would have been in trouble. How do you see that?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a tremendous move for you guys. And I know that the people in Rochester, this is the fans and the players, especially the youth players, they're really excited about this happening, Alex. The top level of women's soccer coming to Rochester. Obviously, you know, you as a player, and you've played this game for a long time, you know what it's like to get the best players in the world, come watch them play and come see them compete. And we had Alex Morgan on a couple weeks ago, the U.S. international striker. She was telling us how she was in attendance at the 1999 Women's World Cup final at the Rose Bowl, and that helped her to decide to focus on soccer. And look where she is today. So it's great for all the youth players to see the best players in the world coming right here to Rochester.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing, you know. It's just great for the kids to see the role models and just someone to aspire to emulate. You know, it's great. And, you know, with the women's game, I think it's, you know, and I mean, obviously the Rhinos, they're pretty accessible as well, but I think the female sports, you know, were a bit more accessible than, say, NFL players or, you know, any other sport in the U.S., basketball, you know, and we're there. We can come out to teams and do coaching sessions and have appearances where the kids can talk to us and, you know, just talk about our road to professional sports, you know, and just our lives. So
you know,
I think,
Alex,
they can definitely be touched by that.
You know, Alex, I really like the woman. I like soccer in general, and of course, you know, I'm a traditionalist in soccer, so it goes without saying. But based upon what I've seen right now with in the men's game, you know, there's so much hoopla and so much dives, so much this and so much that. You know, they really athletes. They, you know, men athletes. They really go down and trying to get a penalty, trying to get a foul. You know,
when
women, I haven't seen that. You guys go down. You just, you know, you just live there for a couple of minutes, and you get up and play. Now, I was a trainer. I was a trainer all my life, and that's my involvement in soccer. And I remember that in the old days, players didn't do that. And whenever somebody got injured, I just ran on the field, make sure they were okay, and they went there. They went out to play. They didn't scream at the referee. They didn't do none of their stuff.
Yeah.
So why is the game so different? I mean, what is the mentality of women soccer players that they, even though they go down, they get hurt, they have the fortitude and the desire to get up and play?
I don't know. Maybe it's a tolerance of pain. I mean, we bear children, right? I don't know what it is. And you know what? It's funny because, you know, I've heard it from other male coaches, or, you know, the way that some women go into tackles, you know? They're just like, I've never seen someone go in for a tackle that hard before. You know, like Aaron, you know, he laughs at me because he just can't believe how women go into tackles, you know? So I don't know what it is. I'm not sure, but we're going to keep playing
I think that, you know, I really think that when they say that the women are the strongest species, that's true. Because I couldn't see a man tolerate all the pain of childbirth.
I can't tolerate pain
and wanted
all,
to have so. And wanted to have another child.
But I tell you, yes. Alex, one of the things that I'm impressed with the Flash is it's going to be like the United Nations coming to play in Rochester. You've got national team players from, I count, four different countries at least right now. You've got obviously U.S. national team players. You've got Canadian internationals. You've got the captain of the Swedish national team, Carolyn Sager, and also Ali Riley from the New Zealand national team of your husband, Aaron Lyons. So it's going to be something to see all this great international talent out there. Maybe, I think we need a Brazilian. I think that would be the Lancers had a lot of Brazilian players back in the day. So I think it'd be great to bring.
Is there a chance for Marta?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean Marta's a special player, you know, and she's on some special money as well to go along with that. So. We'll see where she lands. I don't know. There's rumors about her going to Sweden, and there's definitely been some offers put out, I think, from WPS. So we will see. We will see where she lands. But, you know, she's definitely very entertaining. Just she's the best player in the world, you know. So anyone, it's great to watch her, you know.
Well, you guys have one of the best players in the world as well from Canada, Christine Sinclair, who has scored boatloads of goals for the Maple Leafs and has done tremendously well here in the U.S. playing in the WPS. What does she bring to the table for the Flash? How is she going to play? What is her role going to be?
She's definitely an experienced player internationally as well in WPS, and she's got good size, good presence, and she knows where to be at the right time. You know, I mean, I think if anyone who's watched any of the games, she makes great runs into the box. She's got good size, so she can get it either on the ground or in the air. And, you know, just physically, she's a beast. She's strong. She's quick. You know, she's got everything. So she's technically sound, and she's got good character on top of it. So she's going to be a good leader on the team. And, you know, we just got to get a couple more players surrounding her to help her out with in the goal-scoring category. So...
Last week we had Abby Wambach on, and of course we posted the question that I'm posing to you. What are the chances of bringing, you know, the talent Abby Wambach back to Rochester?
Yeah, I mean Abby's obviously world class player, you know, phenomenal. Right now, I'm pretty sure that she's re-signed with Washington, so. Not really sure how that would happen, but I mean, you can never rule anything out, right? So
that's exactly what she said. So you guys are on the same wavelength. You never say never, but I know that the Freedom or wherever they play or whatever they're called this year. I know there's rumors about them possibly moving to Florida, but I know Abby will be here probably at least twice to play whatever team with the Freedom or whatever they're called. So
yeah.
I'm sure that will be a nice crowd for those matches when she comes to play. But I know that the WPS draft is next week, and you guys have the very first pick, and there's been rumors about who you might pick. Aaron has come on, as mentioned to Jeff DeVeronica, that he's looking at Alex Morgan, but there's a lot of other great players out there in the draft as well. What are the needs you think for the team out of the draft? What kind of players are you going to be looking for?
Well, just because of the unique year, it's a World Cup year, so depth is going to be massive in this year and success. You need to have a squad of 18, 20, 22, and they're all going to contribute in the season. It's not like past years where your developmental positions have only played two games and 20 minutes. You know, they're going to log some serious minutes for you, because if you've got five or six players that are on national teams, those players are going to be gone. That's six spots. So, you know, we're just going to look for just good, solid, hardworking, obviously technically sound players coming in with good character and ready to just roll up their sleeves, because that's the type of player that we want. Obviously, specifically, I think they're narrowing down in the next 2 weeks. You know, you obviously, when you go into a draft situation, it's not like you can just go and pick, okay, we want these six players. It depends on what the other teams pick. And so you kind of got to have, like, a list of players that you're interested in, because you never know who's going to pick who, or there could be trades involved. So you got to be prepared with a solid list. And, you know, we'll be working on that over the next couple weeks now that we've pretty much finished up 90% of our 90% of our free agency.
When is training camp going to start?
March 1st.
And it's going to be done in Buffalo or...
You know, we haven't decided that yet. In previous years, the teams, other teams have gone to Florida for training camp. There's been, we've gotten a few emails about going to Europe and playing some of the European teams and kind of having a camp over there. Nothing's really set in stone. We're definitely going to have probably an exhibition game here at the facility or two, maybe around Easter. So... we're definitely going to have some games in the area before we kick off. So,
well, I can tell you one thing, that 18 years of promoting soccer, Andrew and I are anxious and ready to promote the Flash in all respect, and we're going to be there cheering for you guys at every game and on and off the air. Of course.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I think everyone's pretty excited and anxious as well.
I guess the last thing, Alex, I think everybody's waiting to find out when is the schedule going to be announced? When will we know when to mark our calendars to come see the Flash play at the stadium?
Well, actually, next week when we go to Baltimore for the convention and for the draft, that's when the schedule will be finalized. So it should be released following next week. So I think the 17th they penciled it in for. So just another, you know, 10-12 days, and we should know who we're playing, when we're playing, and where.
And there's going to be an 18 game schedule this year, I believe. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we'll start approximately when?
I believe the 15th, 16th, that weekend of April.
April. Okay, that's actually before Easter. Easter's late this year, so Easter's the 22nd of April. So around the middle, about the middle of April, everybody, get your gear ready, get your pom poms or whatever it is, your voices ready, and the Western New York Flash will be making their debut here in Rochester and in Western New York. And Alex, we want to thank you your family.
I got one more question.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
No, before we let you go, Alex, you guys are promoting the game. I mean, season tickets, anything that you want to put out so the people that listen to our show make plans to buy the tickets?
Yeah, in terms of tickets, we're actually partnering up with the Rhinos for our tickets. So we're just kind of going through everything right now with them. We just agreed to it right before the holidays. So, you know, we'll definitely be putting out information. They should just stay tuned to the website, WNYFlash.com. And, you know, just something that I've been telling everyone, you know, here in Buffalo, in Rochester, wherever you are, you know, if you're a fan, if you like, you know, if you want to support what we're doing, you know, even if you can only make three games, buy a season ticket, because... You know, if we filled that whole stadium, that wouldn't even cover our player wages. You know, we're in this to promote the women's game, to promote soccer, you know, just everything. And the only way that we can keep doing that is from your support. And, you know, it's really just for the cause. So just everyone's support counts, and that's what matters to us.
So. Well, Alex, again, we want to thank you and your family for bringing the top level of women's soccer to Western New York, and we'll be keeping in touch, I'm sure, through the next month or so, and as things
definitely.
Get announced, we'll certainly
we're certainly going to get you
out.
Back within a couple of weeks to find out the scoop.
Yeah, we'll get you or Aaron on, and we'll hopefully get some players on as well. We're going to try to get some. A couple of the players are in the U.S. camp that's coming up, so we'll try to work through our good friend Aaron Heifetz, try to get him get a couple of players on to talk about the Flash and the national team as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you for the opportunity, and, you know, just thank you so much for the support. You know, everyone here, we really appreciate it. And, you know, I can speak as a player. You know, it means the world to us as players. You know, it's amazing being able to play professionally as a female, and we want to keep that alive for our kids and for our grandkids and beyond, you know. So.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it. Well, we'll talk to you again soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Alex Salen from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have our international report with Mr. Zero Dick Howard and news of a possible new coach for Toronto FC. We'll hear about it next on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hi, I'm Doug Miller, and if you love soccer and golf like I do, then you need to come to the Doug Miller Sports Dome, still located at 4618 Ridge Road West. It's just a chip and a putt away from Grease Ridge Mall. Go to DougMillerSoccer.com and click Sports Dome or call 352-5300. It's fun for the entire family.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HanAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Happy New Year, Dick. How you doing?
Happy New Year, guys, and to all the listeners. Hopefully it will be health, wealth, and happiness.
Definitely all three. And so we certainly could use that around these parts.
We start our 18 years, Dick, on the radio. So it's
is that
an
right?
achievement.
Fantastic. You want to get in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, we hope so.
We should be. We're the longest-running soccer radio show in North America. So,
but great.
Dick, there's a lot of news up in Toronto, and let's talk about that right off the bat. New coach for Toronto FC. The word is out through the Dutch channels that former Dutch international who played many years in Italy, Aaron Winter, the current assistant coach at Ajax, is going to be the man to take over Toronto FC. Dick, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, you know, there's been all kinds of names mentioned. One of the last ones I heard was Paul Mariner, who had been with New England for many years and then was back in English football. But as I say, it probably is time that there is a change because, as you know, there's been very much a British connection with Toronto FC. And certainly, when you look at the quality of Dutch coaches around the world, and you know that you're going to get a, you know, a quality product.
Well, Dick, you know, we're talking about coaches, of course, and what is the major following of Toronto fans? It's all mixed, or it's ethnic. How would you describe it?
It really is. It's an interesting demographic, actually, because you sort of got your, I would say, 20 to 35 year olds, a solid nucleus there, and a lot of those form the supporters groups in the south stands. You've got also, of course, and this has always been evident over the years in Toronto, and you can both testify to this, that, you know, whether it's people from South America, from various parts of Europe, there's a British connection very much so with regards to that. But I think that overall, it's been people that have developed an interest in the game, tied in with people who have supported the game over the years since the days of the Toronto Metros, Metros Croatia. You know, you still get the aging fan, but there's a good solid nucleus of younger fans, Canadians born in Canada, and that added to the ethnic mix makes for you know, an interesting demographic.
It'd be interesting to see a change in the style of play. I'm sure if Aaron Winter comes in, the Dutch have a very unique style, very attacking, and I think that's going to be something good for Toronto if this does happen. And Ajax certainly has a big following worldwide, and this is a guy who has tremendous international experience. He scored in the World Cup for the Netherlands, played for Lazio and Inter in Italy. So we'll have to see. He's only 43 years old, still a relatively young guy, and I guess we'll have to find out if this does happen. Is he going to make some player moves? He may bring some talent over from Europe. Look here in the States. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm glad that things are starting to happen because there was some concern in the soccer community that it was leaving things very late when you've got the training camp starting in January. You've got the draft in the second week of January, and a lot of things have got to happen in that time. And you obviously are aware of the situation with Dwayne De Rosario on a sort of a leave of absence, then popping up on the training ground of Glasgow Celtic. So that caught a lot of people off guard that had happened as well.
So what do you make of Dwayne De Rosario escapade? Let's call it an escapade. I mean, you know, his behavior and going without permission and be signed without, you know...
Well, he hasn't been signed, but he's training with them.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Dick?
Well, you've got to go through the proper channels, Joe, that, you know, Toronto FC own the playing rights of Dwayne De Rosario. He's under contract to them. He is, and has expressed it openly, been dissatisfied with his salary, and when you look at the fact that he's number three in the pay ranks after, of course, De Guzman is number one, and then they had a, you know, Mister who they brought in from Spanish football who was an absolute disaster, and Dwayne De Rosario was getting significantly less than him. You can understand his frustrations because he's just
definitely
been so much a part of the team.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens with Mr. De Rosario. We've had him on our show before. He's a tremendous player. I mean, he's by far, I think, Toronto's best player. He scored almost half their goals last year.
Yeah. It's old man, Andrew, but the thing is that you know, with regards to the structure of MLS and all the clubs in MLS, there's procedures to be followed, and I'm sure that Toronto FC, if it was done through the right channels, would have allowed him to go and train with them or trading with an option to buy kind of situation. You've got to do it the right way. It's happened, you know, with a David Beckham, with Milan, and the possibility, of course, now we're hearing that Beckham could well end up on the roster of Tottenham Hotspur. So,
which I was just going to ask you about that. That is the of course the transfer window has opened up, and this is the hot rumor right now that I think probably nobody would have thought possible that David Beckham would play for somebody other than Manchester United in the EPL. And the Spurs people have said basically it's not about the drawing fans because they sell out every match. So it's really about having Beckham out there as a player, as a guy who can deliver the ball to Peter Crouch to score goals. And they said he's still one of the best crossers in the world.
Yeah, he's going to be on the bench, Andrew. There's no doubt about that. But I like the comment of Harry Redknapp when asked about the possibility of David Beckham joining Spurs. And he talked about his role as a role model for the younger players because, you know, I'm sure the David Beckhams of this world are first to the training ground and the last to leave. And he's always had a very good work ethic. And Harry Redknapp obviously hoping that would rub off on some of his younger players, but he's not going to start. He will come in, you know, in that right flank, and possibly get some playing time, but he's not going to be a starter. He will just have spot duty.
Would you think that one of the reasons that he wants play in England or any place else is because he wants to be part of the national team?
That's been it, and Fabio Capello has told him that he's got to play at a good level, you know, if he wants to be selected for the team that's going to try and get into Euro. So that, I'm sure, is at the back of his mind. I am still, you know, doubtful whether he will be able to fulfill his role, so to speak. I felt that he would be better off staying in North America and promoting the game and being used in that regard, but he's making these decisions, and obviously he feels he can still play at that level, but it's not going to be easy for him for the adaption.
Well, I know he was bitterly disappointed that he was not able to be part of the England squad for the World Cup because of the injury he suffered with Milan, but we'll have to see what happens. But the transfer that actually may be the biggest one is the one that I think is, if it's not done, it's going to be done soon, is the big scoring star Edin Dzeko, who plays for Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga, who's scoring at over a goal every two games. He looks like he's going to be going to Manchester City, and that could put them in a position they could really have a chance to win the EPL with a player of that quality as one of their strikers. What do you think?
Well, you know, they've got such a surfeit of strikers, haven't they? You wonder how he'll adapt, because when you look at players coming into the team, especially with front players, and a lot of clubs now playing with either one or two strikers, some play three. It depends very much on the philosophy of the team. And the way he's being used in Wolfsburg and being used very successfully with that kind of statistic, he's done very well, but it's going to be a different type of game that he'll be faced, you know, with regards to the English Premiership. He'll be quicker, he'll be more physical, and the jury's out from my standpoint, but he certainly proved himself in the Bundesliga, that is for sure, and
he's a
very
big
fine
boy too. He's about 6'4", he's a good-sized guy.
The other problem is that you got to fit in with the team. I mean, it all depends how you come in, what kind of editor you got, how you get accustomed to the other players. If they don't give you the ball, you're not scoring.
I think
no goal.
That Man City seems to think that he's the missing piece of the puzzle, because right now they're sitting in second place in the league and just behind their rivals, Manchester United. They think they have a real chance to win, and maybe they think this is the guy that can, the last guy that they need to challenge Man U for the title.
Well, they've certainly got a surfeit of front players. Still think there's maybe in the central defence some question marks, but it certainly got the depth on the bench, which I hate to say it, Andrew, the Chelsea don't have at the moment.
And, that's for sure.
This is the key, that when you're involved in competitions, you know, on a regular basis, whether it be the domestic league or in Europe or Cup competitions, you need that depth. You need the squad philosophy. And the challenge, and he seems to be doing it very well with Roberto Mancini, is keeping everybody happy. Whether you rest a player for a couple of games and then you bring other players in, so long as they realize their role and they're not going to play every week, then it's fine. But he's got to unload a few players in the January sales to pay for the contract of Zeko, that's for sure.
Isn't that funny that right now all the clubs with January transfer, everybody's got to unload some people in order to buy some, because finally they have realized that they don't have that much money to keep on buying players and put themselves in debt.
They have deep pockets in Manchester.
I say, unless you're Roman Abramovich and have unlimited pockets, I think Chelsea needs to make a move, though, Dick. You go from agony or ecstasy to agony within 2 minutes into the sport we love, and I still say it was offsides. It should have been whistled down for offsides at third goal. But I mean, you got to give Chelsea a lot of credit though for coming back from 2-1 down to take the lead, and just giving that goal up was it's inexcusable. And Ancelotti was very upset afterwards. I know that they gave away points.
You look, Andrew, that in the past that would not have happened. With Chelsea. Because they were just so strong, and now they're making basic mistakes in the defending third, which they wouldn't have done before, and they're being punished by it. And you've got forward players that can put the ball in the back of the net, but your overall team player has got to be strong. You've got to be very tight at the back, and Chelsea in the past would just score a goal, shut up shop, and that would be game over. But now they're being scored upon a lot more than I'm sure Carlo Ancelotti would want.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll have to see where they play Wolves on the next match. So they hopefully, the bottom club in the league, hopefully they'll do a little better. The big match coming up, Arsenal, Manchester City. That'll be a big one for the top teams in the league. But a lot of matches, and then Saturday it's the FA Cup. So we get to see some of the smaller clubs try to make their mark as well. But should be an exciting week, Dick, with the Italian league starting back up on Thursday. Yeah. So a lot of soccer to watch on television.
It's great, and there is just so much on TV. I think we're really spoiled over here in North America compared even to England, that the quality and the number of games that they get there pales in comparison to what we get on the different networks in North America. It's tremendous.
Same thing in Italy. We are blessed in America,
certainly. Well, Dick, thanks very much for being on the show, as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys. Great chat to you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dick. Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue,
248-244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Our first show of 2011, starting our 18th year on the air. And Joe, it's always a pleasure to do the show with you.
Well, not only that, Andrew, but it's the pleasure is all mine because you bring so much to the show. And I appreciate all the effort that you do to make the show a success. But the thing about us too, that we are so passionate about the sports. And, you know, contrary to you, you're a fan of English soccer, I'm a fan of Italian soccer, but we are a fan of soccer altogether. And it's a pleasure working with you and promoting soccer.
And, of course, we're also a fan of local soccer as well. And speaking of local soccer, let's bring in now the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. Give him a call at 454-KICK to get your 2011 season tickets. Bob, thanks for joining us. Happy New Year.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bob.
It's great to talk to you again. And, Bob, I know we're getting excited. Just a few months away will be the start of the Rhino season. I guess the first thing people are asking me and emailing me about is, when is the schedule going to come out? When are we going to know to when the matches are, when we can, so people can get on their calendars and plan for the spring and summer of 2011?
Well, hopefully soon. I'm waiting for it, too. So I think shortly. You know, certainly a lot sooner than we had it last year. So, you know, hopefully that'll be here shortly and people can make their plans. And certainly we're working on putting the best team together that we can to go into the 2011 season.
Well, Bob, you know that you've been asked so many times the same question, and that they're probably going to ask you. But, you know, you got a lot of players returning from this year roster. Who you got in mind to reinforce the position that you need help on, like midfield? You got a nice midfielder in mind that you bring in, somebody that they can be the general there, right there?
Well, I think for us, I mean, we're looking similar to last year. We're looking at all the players that are out there, you know, to make the best decisions we can make. You know, we're not going to tip our hand on some players that we're looking at right now, but, you know, we certainly have a good core coming back. We do want to improve in areas. We feel like we can improve. We're very short on left-footers last year, and we're looking at that specific need. You know, we'd like to add a little bit more dynamic play in the wing areas on the left and right side, and maybe someone coming out of the central area of the field and another forward. So, you know, and then there may be a couple other players that are versatile and bring some athleticism, but for us, we certainly have some needs we want to fill, and that's what we're focusing on, myself and Bill Sedgwick, when we're going to these combines looking at players.
One other question that I want to ask you, and you know, you've been around soccer, I think, all your life, just like we have, and you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, this league, that the new pro league, and the North American Soccer League, and the MLS, and all that. Now, based upon your experience, Bob, and you know, and taking in consideration you know, the need of the rhinos, which are, you know, contained costs and doing, you know, doing, bringing the organization to be a profitable one. Do we sacrificing the caliber players, or are we maintaining the same standard of players, I mean, the quality of players?
Well, last year we played against Portland, Montreal, Vancouver, you know, and to me, you know, we showed over the long season that we put a very strong team on the field, at home, on the road, whether the schedule was busy or we had space in between games. So for me, as a coach, I'm always going to put the best team together that I can. You know, obviously, I can't go out and get a David Beckham. I'm surprised that MLS was able to give him the kind of money that they gave him in L.A. But there's a lot of players out there, and there's a lot of players that can help our team. And as long as I'm here, the focus is on making the team better. What are areas we can improve on? And, you know, obviously we took a route with some younger players last year and added the right veterans into the mix. I think we need to keep that formula. We need to have the right experienced guys, but continue to develop some of these young players that are showing that they can be very capable players in this league. And we do want to make the team more dynamic and more explosive. And, you know, although we did well last year on both sides of the field, which, listening in a little bit to Dick's interview, he was talking about Chelsea trying to get it right at both ends. And I think that's important in having a balance in the team. But we're going to continue to do that. And, you know, obviously all of us, all the teams that are operating, are trying to do it in a responsible way. But we're not going to compromise putting out a good team. We're going to work as hard as we have to put out a very good team, a very entertaining team. That's my job as a coach.
Bob, now, the players that we have coming back, are they all signed, sealed, and delivered? There's no chance of MLS maybe looking at some of these guys, or even teams in the NASL possibly trying to sign them away? Are they locked into being members of the Rhinos this coming year?
Yeah, well, we have those players' rights, and I have told the players, you know, there's a few of them that have some interest, you know, and we'll work at that with each individual one. If a player is looked at by an MLS team and they want to talk about acquiring his rights, then that's a decision that, you know, Pat and myself will have to sit down, look at, you know, and decide where we go from there. But we do have those players' rights that we've retained, and obviously, we know if not all, a majority of those players will be back. And, you know, we're excited about the core we have, and obviously we have to build on that. But there are some players, I will say, there are some players that are attracting some other interest, which is no different than anywhere else in the world. And in those cases, having the rights of the players, we'll be able to negotiate the deal that we feel comfortable with if that player is going to move on.
Well, just one more thing, Bob. On behalf of all the Italian community, I'm just going to have to... I would be remiss of me if I didn't tell you to bring an Italian player.
I am well aware of that. That's something I've heard everywhere I've been. So I'm always looking, and hopefully I'm going to have more Italian players every year I get here. Sanfilippo is an Italian player, so we're trying to get him back right now.
Yeah, very good. That'd be great. And Bob, before we let you go, I just want to say congratulations for being officially inducted into the USL Hall of Fame. It happened just recently, so congratulations. And I can't think of anyone more deserving from a coaching standpoint than yourself. You've done so much in this league for so many years, and we're very happy that you're here with us in Rochester.
I appreciate the kind words, and I thank you guys for all you do for the sport. as well as us, the Rhinos. But I know what you do is a lot further reaching than just what we do with the Rhinos. So I'm looking forward to a great season. I'm excited to be back, and hopefully we're going to have a lot more great things to talk about in the coming new year.
Thanks a lot, Bob. We'll certainly be talking to you soon. As soon as we get a schedule, we'll certainly be focusing on that. We'll get you and Pat on to talk about it, and we'll see what happens with the player combines and maybe some new talent we'll see here in town. Thanks again for coming on.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the owner of the indoor Rochester Lancers, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's H-A-H-N Auto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to our final segment here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I tell you, one of the busiest men in Rochester when it comes to soccer and to the business world is our next guest.
I don't know how he does it, but I can't think about a better guy to be able to call my friend, because he is Mr. Soccer himself.
You can't call him the world's biggest soccer fan anymore, because he's not as big as he used to be, but in his mind and his heart, he certainly is the biggest, and he is the owner of the Rochester Lancers indoor soccer franchise, and of course the owner of Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, who is sponsoring this segment, and the new Salvatore's Pizzeria and Pub in Webster. The number to call, of course, for Salvatore's is 234-5555. Joined now by Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Sam, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And I know you're calling us from beautiful, sunny Florida, so I hope you're enjoying the nice weather down there.
It is great out here. It's 75 degrees today, and I'm just kind of enjoying it and can't wait to get back to Rochester, though.
It was warm over here today, Sam.
Yeah, right.
The sun was shining 20 degrees.
10 well, degrees, so it was 20 today, right?
20. Yeah, recovering from my knee operation. I looked outside and the sun was shining, and I stood by the window and the sun was coming in, and it was getting warm. So I said, oh, my God, just like Florida.
I know, but Sam, I tell you, we've been talking to the different dignitaries from the teams today. We had Bob Lilly on, we had Alex Salen on from the Western New York Flash, and this is going to be such a huge year for soccer in Rochester in 2011, and it's going to be capped off by the start of the Rochester Lancers indoor franchise, the rebirth of the Lancers. I know, as I've asked Alex and Bob, what are some of the things that are going on right now with the I-League, and when do we expect to see a schedule of approximately when the matches will start at the Blue Cross Arena?
Well, you know, the I-League tomorrow should have a huge announcement about another franchise that's joining the league. There's about six total that are kind of waiting to be announced, and there's some negotiations with hopefully some other leagues. I mean, right now there's not really a powerhouse league in indoor soccer in America. So there's the MASL, obviously, there's the PASL, and then the USL, and hopefully the I-League will become the powerhouse of indoor soccer and combine some of the best teams in those other leagues. Scheduling is going to be unique in indoor soccer, Andrew and Joe. Most of the arenas are kind of operated by hockey clubs, like in Rochester, the Blue Cross Arena, or the Black and Blue War Memorial, as I like to call it. The primary tenant is the Amherst, and really they have first crack at all the dates. And it's the same thing in most of the arenas throughout the country, that the HL team has the first crack, and if there's a lacrosse team, they usually have the second crack because they've been there longer. So our actual schedule, unfortunately, is not going to be ready till probably August. But keep in mind, the season doesn't start till November, so that's, you know, plenty of time to get the ball rolling.
But Sam, and tell me this: do you have any players in mind already, a coach
Joe, I have a coach I think in mind that we're going to announce as soon as the league gets done announcing a few more teams. We're still kind of searching on the assistant coach, and I think our two first player signings that. You know, we have verbal commitments with, I think, our, you know, the Rochester fans, the casual fans, and our soccer fans are going to be real excited about two former Rhino stars are going to be our two big first signings on this club.
Well, that should be very exciting for all the fans. I know that the fans want to see the familiar faces, and there's a lot of certainly familiar faces in indoor soccer in this country that have played the game for many years. What type of atmosphere are we going to have at a Rochester Lancers match? And knowing you, I can expect what the answer is going to be, but go ahead and tell us.
Well, it's going to be a party, but I mean, I recently went to an NBA game and I went to an NFL game, and we're going to combine a lot of the elements that the other, you know, big-time leagues do provide to their fans to make a real party atmosphere. But, you know, I'm all about, you know, in my opinion, I think soccer in America suffers because there's not familiarity with the players, and I'm going to do my best to bring in as many players to the Lancers that the fans know and respect. The same thing with the coaching staff. I hope to have a lot of ex-Lancer legends to be part of the coaching team and in the offices and the board of directors, and kind of bring back the history of the Lancers and that element of it, and bring back a lot of the Rhino stars and the element of playing on the field and assistant coaching and support staff. People that I've been involved with since day one with the Rhinos, I hope to bring along for the ride here and bring, you know, make this the best thing possible.
Maybe we can bring Branko Segura back.
I'd love to have Branko Segura come back. I'm not sure if he could play. I hear he's living out here in Florida, but I haven't been able to find him yet. You know, Joe, somebody mentioned the other day, legendary coach Richard Dick Beal called me and mentioned Ernie Buriano as a possible assistant coach, and Dick thought he was living in Buffalo. Former Flash player, obviously a huge indoor star with the Stallions and the Blizzard, but Bernie moved back to Argentina. So, you know, we're talking a lot of different people. I've talked to at least 30 different former Rhinos, and former Lancer people to kind of see, you know, what their role could be with the club.
Well, Sam, we want to thank you for being on the show. We'll certainly talk to you again soon about this, as soon as information comes up. But again, check the internet, everybody. There's going to be a new team for the I-League announced tomorrow, and from what I've been told, it'll be somebody familiar to fans of the Rochester soccer being involved in this team. So, Sam, thanks for being with us, and enjoy your time in Florida.
Have a great week, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, Sam. Soccer Sam, Van Tuzo here at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Sam, Alex Salen, and Bob Lilly for being on the show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo with the WISL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WISL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Doug Miller Sports Dome, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.